Welcome to Fang Face Radio, your number one stop for punk rock, metal, and hip-hop. Since this is my first show, I should probably introduce myself a bit. I'm your ghost with the most, and the name is Fenrir. I'm an aspiring hip-hop MC hailing from the 801 in the heart of Salt Lake City, Utah. Born and bred in captivity, then took a walk on the wild side and never looked back. I've been playing punk rock for over 10 years and have been a part of some glorious bands where we really brought some chaos. I started out on bass for Never Say Never when I was 17. I did a few touring gigs for NFFU for a while. I used to put on a wolf mask and play street thrash if you're the wolf. I joined up with the Bad English for a tour through Texas and the SoCal area with the Casualties and Sniper 66 last summer, actually. And now I have lead vocal duties for my brother band, Junk as Shit. So there's lots of others that I have had a hand in, but I'm not going to throw a huge list of musical accomplishment at you. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to reciprocate the energy, passion, and love I have for music. By creating and sharing these playlists, I'm furthering these songs' existence and presence they have with mankind. So chances are pretty damn good you're not going to hear many chart toppers around here, because the radio usually sucks. So here you're going to be exposed to my brain of what I deem is good music, consisting of three main genres and all their subgenres. So this is a punk rock, metal, and hip-hop music show. There'll be a lot of other types of musics here and there, but predominantly that's what you're going to hear around here. So I'm sure the setup and how I'm going to mix and group these songs together will change. Might just do it on purpose to keep you on your toes from time to time. But without further ado, let's start the punk rock block.
I believe!
I don't know. So a fun fact, I was originally going to name my show Rebel Radio and use a starbird symbol with an anarchy A in it, like the tattoo on my face is like the logo. But there's a lot of other Rebel Radios out there, so I really wanted to kind of stick out and not take anyone's name and have to, you know, deal with who has rights and stuff later on if this goes anywhere. But I've been teaming about this for years now, so let's get this, give it a whirl, and let's fuck shit up.
just like you knew it was me.
Who the fuck are you?
All right, that was Funeral Dress with the song Rebel Radio. Then we had Exploited Beat the Bastards into Defiance, Nothing Worth Dying For, Bruises Intimidation, and Abrasives Wheels the Prisoner. So just to let you know, in the future, I'm going to be letting you know exactly what I played after every time there's a music break, because I always hated when radio stations wouldn't tell you what you just listened to, and you hear a really dope song and you don't know how to find it again because they didn't tell you who it was or anything like that. So I'll never do that to you. So I actually shared the stage with most of those bands in my own projects at the time. Mike Arrogant from Defiance actually used to live here in Salt Lake City years back, and he told me so at a bar in a venue that Defiance was playing, and I was up in Portland on my own little excursion with my project, and we kind of just met up and shot the shit, and I discovered that he was from Salt Lake. And we met up again in Denver with my brother Gordy's yearly punk show he usually does called Day of Chaos. And really, that place is just a whole other story in and of itself. I actually just moved back to Salt Lake from Portland, having stayed there for about 5.5 months. I joined a Spanish street punk project up there by the name of Schizophrenia to Extraño Hermanos, which we actually have an EP coming out here very soon, so keep an eye out for that zesty jam. I don't really know what else to really talk about, so I could share another story or two, but I'm just feeling the ropes out on this. So let's get on to some metal music. Alright, leading our way into this hexagon of metal mayhem is Anthrax's Madhouse. This is probably one of my favorite songs that they've really ever done. And from there, you got some all kinds of other tasty jams. So I'll give you a review, and I'll tell you about the most epic metal show that I went to. Straight up went to Valhalla. A bunch of lightning and a bunch of leather-clad metalheads, 3 times my size, getting knocked over. Really quite the scene. So that'll be cool. All right, so this is Anthrax Madhouse. Enjoy.
Time for your medication, Mr. Brown.
I live in love. what they can do. What a waste not to destroy. Come play in war, man, and bring your best coin. About the nuclear war. Let bombs explode, cause that's when they're for. Last minute warning, the sirens they sing. Chaos, the reason, death what we bring. Humans bound up to the sky. You watch the missiles, yet they know no sign. I guess it's always a lie. So grab us with both hands, it's your turn to die. Die, it's your turn to die. Die, it's your turn to die. Lies, they killed you with lies. Let's go to Tibet. Let's vaporize the oceans with greed. Saving the whales, an agenda for some. Nuking them. Sit well with me. Pray. Bring back the bomb. They know not what they do. Pray. Bring back the bomb. Bring back the bomb. It's been far too long. Summon the brazen war chariot. Bring back the bomb. What makes it so wrong? Crucify Judas Iscariot. Bray! Bring back the bomb.
They know not what they do.
Bray! Bring back the bomb.
Black Sabbath's Paranoid, Guar of Bring Back the Bomb, Judas Priest's One Shot at Glory, and Holy Grail's Fight to Kill. Now, I said I would share a story of my most epic metal show I've been to. It was the summer of 2010, I think, and a group of friends and I drove down to Phoenix, Arizona to see Dio with Heaven and Hell, Motorhead, and Judas Priest. The concert took place at the Cricket Pavilion outside, where Heaven and Hell opened, and I swear, man, Dio was everything you'd expect him to be, a fucking wizard. It was the nice, clear, and sunny day, then the wind came out of nowhere and was blowing his hair all majestically while this tiny hobbit of a man was singing straight spells, man. I was in awe. After Heaven and Hell enchanted the fucking place, storm clouds rolled in, and Motorhead brought the fucking thunder. Those guys were so loud both times I saw them. I mean, it literally was difficult to discern the difference between Lemmy's bass and the thunder being produced from the storm. So after Motorhead rocked our socks and blew our minds out of our skulls onto the ground, it was the headliners, Judas Priest. By now it was pretty dark as the storm had just completely settled in over us. Some crazy fuckers started a big bonfire in the center of the pit, which was the largest pit I've ever seen, let alone danced in. It was easily 50 yards across, and in the center there burned a tire surrounded by whatever wood these rock and roll infused metalheads could find, which surprisingly was a lot. Judas Priest came out and they opened up with the Hellion with it going into Electric Eye, and it was just so perfectly synchronized with the lightning that the light here and there, it was just a straight electrical storm. You know, it came just seemingly out of nowhere, and they were just synchronized with every strike that was going on. So it was just a nice day, not an hour and a half ago. It was just a few shots of, it wasn't just a few shots of light here and there. It was a straight electrical storm. So every 2 seconds or so, another flash. And I was just in awe of it all and got sucked in all that energy that I really could. You know, my little punk ass was going in the opposite direction in this huge ass pit. I got smashed and toppled, and I even toppled some giants. And I even heard in between songs that I was earning some respect from the crowd, from some of the metal titans and these heathens. I was doing front flips and stuff through the fire in the center, just running around amok, just going crazy, having fun. Little Viking warrior in the pit of death at the dawn of Ragnarok. I mean, picture it. Judas Priest shredding their set, lightning everywhere, and the silhouettes of a sea of demons. Then my wild child ass running amok. I mean, it was truly epic. I earned some character, and it was my personal finest moment in the metal world thus far. Aside from playing my own music, of course. But enough of metal for now. Let's move on to some motherfucking hip-hop. Let's get some rhymesayers up in here. Alright, this is probably going to be one of my favorite sides. I mean, the whole show, really. I love all this music. But, you know, becoming an MC myself, yeah, I really appreciate this music so much more and how much work it goes into creating these compositions that are just, they're just dope that the world knows over. So, you know, it's definitely a craft in and of itself, you know, very much wizard-like, not unlike Dio. But, yeah, so I'm not going to tell you which one we're going to open up into this, but you're going to hear about all kinds of great artists that I had to kind of work to discover, so I'll just kind of take it out and show them to you. And, you know, maybe the fire will extend itself as it has unto me onto some of my listeners here. So, you know, take some LSD and have an epiphany.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
They wanna run. What's up?
Tell him where you from.
Straight out of Compton, another crazy ass nigga. More punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this, but the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking across, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking, but when illegally armed, it's called packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I'll find a good piece of pussy and go up in it. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. You probably get mad like a bitch is supposed to, but that shows me slut talking post to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. MC Ren controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells Ren, but I'm wrong. See, cause I'm the motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip, straight out of Compton. Compton, Compton.
Easy is his name and the boy's coming.
Straight out of Compton is a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him. But I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kinda funny, the attitude show a nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling. Looking for the one they call Easy, but here's a flash. Never seen like a shadow in the dark, except when I unload. You see a spark and jump over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and I'm jetting. Believe a memory, no one will be forgetting. So what about the bitch who got shot? Fucker, you think I give a damn about a bitch? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E, and if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker, straight out of Compton, Compton, Compton.
Yo, check it. Well, if you living in the world today, you be hearing the slang that the Wu-Tang say. Nigga, that front, we don't have them, so we blast them, all right. Well, okay, well, if you like the way you sound, then clap, man. And if the woman love it too, well, then raise your hands. But only raise your hands if you're sure.
Punk nigga shatter like a glass jaw. Break it.
My rhyme gross weight, vehicle combination was too heavy for the Chevys, it's chased out the station. Double edge was the guillotine that beheaded it, gassed up, fucking with some regular unleaded shit. Heads roll on hillsides behind ropes that bind in, X marks the spot on the scope. Heavily armed military is necessary, it's a gamble. MCs bet they bested every powerful, parable release might harm. If tampered with, set off and strike like pipe bombs. Flashbacks to the duel of the Iron Mike. Look out for these fatal flying spikes of massive sleep holes. Put strangles on commercial angles. Microphone cords tangled from being star spangled. Now who could ever say they heard of this? My motherfucking style is mad murderous. Well, if you like the way you sound, then clap, man. Clap, man. Bitches love it too, then raise your hands. But only raise your hands if you're sure.
Punk nigga shot up like a glass jaw. Yeah.
Well, if you living in the world today, you be hearing the slang that the Wu-Tang say. Niggas that front, we don't have them.
Have
so
them.
We blast them.
Right.
Well, okay.
What you know about MCing?
Yeah, I know a lot.
But can you demonstrate something, nigga?
I'd rather not.
I'm talking about stacks, cuz
nigga, that's what I got.
cash rules the world.
Well, cash rules the spot. My preliminary attack, these cemeteries packed of niggas who think it ain't like that. MCs are gunned down like being run down with mad trucks. Then guard struck, religious niggas call it bad luck. Raps a lab, you got caught up in the web, now beats are stinging. Yo, that nigga's him singing. I'm swinging swords, strictly based on keyboards. Unbalanced like elephants and ants on seesaws. I throw raps that attack like the Japs on Pearl Harbor. MCs be out like bank robbers, flinging the scene. To be a soul survivor, DJ the getaway driver. Try to dip, but he died. I socialize with vocal vibe. On track, stabbed up with razor sharp knives. Criminal, subliminal minded. Rappers find it hard to define it. But narrow is the gate for fat tapes, and it played out and out of date. Then I construct my thoughts on sight to renovate. And from that point, the guards made a statement. Drafting tracements, replacements and basements, materials and sheetrock, the soundproof, the beatbox and microscopic optic to see through the fox. Six obnoxious topic, major labels, flavor tropical, punchline that's unstoppable. Ring like shots from Glocks that attract cops around the clubs to try to shut down the hip hop. But we only increase if everything is peace. Father, you see King, the police.
Well, if you living in the world today, we be hearing the slang that the Wu-Tang say. Niggas that front, we don't have the vibe, so we blast the vibe. Right. Well, okay, well, if you like it with the sound, then clap, then clap. And if you're women love it too, then raise your hands. But only raise your hands if you're sure.
Punk niggas shatter like a glass jaw. Break it.
If you living in the world today, we be hearing the slang that the Wu-Tang say. Niggas that front, we don't have the vibe, so we blast the vibe. Right. Well, okay.
Six, I did. The doctors didn't know if my eyes would ever heal. I was terrified, alone in that darkness. Slowly, daylight crept in through the bandages, and I could see that something else had changed inside me.
I'm the fire bearer, holder of the sun. The earth and the universe combined as one. An everlasting energy taking all forms. Blue skies on sunny days, terrible storms. The one who tears down what you adorn and curses the material things that you mourn. But look up in the sky, cause I am the dawn and the light that empowers your flesh as you yawn. Strong, undeniably so. Lift, better known as a society folk. The deity glow, reach into my center. I bet you feel pleasure and pain as you enter the tormentor. Pleaser, embracer, squeezer. As your skeleton crush, your physical turns into gelatin plus. Due to overstimuli, you liquefy. I send you back to the earth soil to quench the turmoil. Then the ground splits to swallow corporations and cops and give birth to rocks, so we can have solid ground on which to walk. Stand strong and talk. We write down theories and chalk on the sidewalk.
The devil lurks, hammer heart, urge for the hell. Look into the eyes of a who fell. The devil lurks, hammer heart, urge for the hell.
My style orbits around nine planets of forces, ominous metaphorics, envision the devil corpses. Lion hoarder, mad scientist slash author, present the type of horror that boils a holy water. Get forth with the knowledge that falls a holy father. Hard boys become toys inside the real saga. So why bother? My whole floor alliance is harder. So bring the drama, we all know the science is smarter. I set off crowds, style wild like a circus. I seek new souls when I walk past churches. A Lord praise you, stay true to a devout purpose, seeking out the wise wherever the guard searches. Close that I embark and leave your squadron shadow dodging. Lyrics assaultment like slugs to fill the Hartmans. No option, narrow odds. Fucking with guards is straight gambling with your tarot cards.
The devil lurks, hammer heart, urge full of hell. Look into the eyes of a who fell. The devil lurks, hammer heart.
fuck with hell. Look into the eyes of the eyes. If the devil lurks, and my heart hurts full of hell. Look into the eyes of a fell. The devil lurks, and my heart hurts full of hell. Look into the eyes of the eyes.
Open the gates of Midian for the fangs like the flesh. Three cyborgs who bang like the dash. We hang the best. Spit venom until your face burn. Yet the critics are parasitic like a tapeworm. The hate burn and scathe the nerd of a Buddhist. Snake turn and fate yearns to kiss some Judas. We take lives with knives steady abusing ya. With the vicious intention to dent in your uvula. Bruising ya with text of a Harvard class. Our corn will smash into shards of glass. To reform into a whirlwind of sand. Then reborn into the world hologram. A solid man with plans to entwine matter. Minds flatter from the grind of my divine hammer.
The devil lurks and my heart hurts full of hell. Look into the eyes of a fell. The devil lurks and my heart hurts full of hell. Look into the eyes of the eyes. The devil lurks and my heart hurts full of hell. The numbers of any system, patterns emerge. Therefore, there are patterns everywhere in nature.
Yo, saying pick the people in your motherfucking ass. What?
And he's not operating the computer.
And it's like that. I tap it with a spike that. Ha ha. Gotta nail this one down. Freestyle all night. Like a carpenter. I build submarines.
Like right now.
I look around at all these clones stamping lampposts and oral overdoses sounding like a broken motor boat. Though I know that I can improve, and true, I usually do smoothly continue as a part of my crew. A larger machine, as far as I've seen, the rapid movement in your eyes suggests the setting is a part of a dream. And yes, it's hard as it seems. I started from teen, methodically built, charted my progress, and I bartered my skill. Open my mouth, releasing verses that are hotter than steam, sharpening words to use as weapons just to slaughter your team. And I got pulled in, indulging, bulging vanity's vein, and stabbed syringes in the tissue till insanity came. And dumped a plunger till the number one is one and the same. I'm undercover as the younger brother running the game. And if you wonder what the fuck this motherfucker contains, open your mouth and close your eyes, your tongue is gonna get stained.
Some will die for this, some will grind off this, but what's the matter if it's all in vain? We live our lives for this, and we get high off this. When your hands up and you call our names, saying people in the spot of you don't stop. Red shield knows the plot and you don't stop. Bad neighbors on your block and you don't stop.
Etiquette embedded in this adamant sentiment. I impale stimulus with superior rhetoric. And big words don't mean shit, right? Recognize the real motherfucker, open your eyes. You're not the real MC, you're just one in disguise. You're not the real man either, you tuck your dick between your thighs. You're stepping to me like you know my life. And these sucker MCs are trying to tell me what's right. Like I don't have a choice of what I fucking dislike. Maybe my brain's just inferior and can't tell what's tight. You're just so damn smart, you're just so damn fresh. I never knew hip-hop looked so good in the flesh. I'm gonna keep spitting fire till there's no fuel left, and leave these trifling fools burnt from the hyper jets. You stagnant little maggots, you ain't fly yet. I'll send your little asses home without your head and your neck, and that's real.
Some will die for this, some will grind off this, but what's the matter if it's all in vain? We live our lives for this, and we get high off this. When your hands up and you call our names, saying people in the spot and you don't stop. Choked artist in the spot and you don't stop. Knock sun is in the spot and you don't stop.
Very strange, the various names are crews within the same one. Some categories like our families whose travels we came from. That span from Ireland to Spain, some North American plains to Africa and beyond. Why should we sing one national anthem? Cause this place is just divided like gangsters, loom with red states. The truth's been erased, the loot just inflates. What we value today's all material, fabricated minded idols, rappers, fakers, Michael's faces, spiteful, really all inferior, lyrically miniature, spiritually thin as the Olsen twins, cringing from the literature, pull the pins and spit at ya, 16 grenades till everything but the stage is covered in flames, you under the blaze, word it's hot to death, tracks we slay and crew make to earn all our respect, putting y'all in check, like our mic levels before the show, until the Northwest blow, your heart is forced to choke,
some will die for this, some will grind off this, but what's the matter if it's all in vain, yeah. We live our lives for this, and we get high off this, when your hands up and you call our names, same people in the spot if you don't stop, soul shepherds on the job and you don't stop, clock working on the die and you don't stop, some will die for this, some will grind off this, but what's the matter if it's all in vain, yeah. We live our lives for this, and we get high off this, when your hands up and you call our names.
Rest in peace.
Here's another warrior song. Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace.
Motherfucker, say your prayers.
For brothers who die from black on black violence.
Rest in peace.
You ain't paying respect when you supposed to.
Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Same as y'all. Toast to them.
Rock Raider.
Rest in peace.
Here's a toast to the dead. If you don't drink, smoke to the head. For the freedom fighters killed by the feds. For those who died hard in the streets, soaking in red, and die slow asleep in a dream, choking in bed. Here's a toast to the dead, for my enemies that are gone. I'm not a coward, so celebrating that would be wrong. I pray to God that your soul will come back again, so I can see you in the next life and finish it then. A toast to the dead, for criminals burning in hell. I wonder how many presidents are burning as well. Emperors, popes, senators, generals, amputees feeling lucky until they see the vegetables. A toast to the dead, for those who are forgotten, written out of history by the corrupted and rotten. Black saints whitewashed during La Reconquista. Thousands of Indio Spaniards used to conquer the Incas. Fuck a moment of silence, I need a moment of violence, like the 19th century Caribbean islands. Long live those who came before, that paved the way for me, the warriors and scientists that came before slavery. And if that last lyric was predictable, take that clairvoyance and apply it to life in the physical. Presumptuous, half-hearted, homunculus, self-destruction is the power, without knowing what the function is.
There's another warrior song. Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace.
Motherfucker, say your prayers.
For brothers who die from black on black violence.
Rest in peace.
You ain't paying respect when you supposed to.
Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace.
This ain't for y'all, this is a toast to them.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Here's a toast to the dead, for all of my fam. I will never let an idea die with a man. My rhymes are like Nazca lines designed to give a view of this. J Dilla's still alive as long as his music is. A toast to the dead, for rap legends and pioneers. Your legacy won't be forsaken as long as I am here. Knowledge of the past and wisdom of the present I teach and leave in the hands of a worthy lieutenant. A toast to the dead, for children with cancer and AIDS. A cure exists and you probably could have been saved. Sad to see medicine, divorce, morality, corporate home wreckers pimping up a salary. A toast to the dead, for those that have died today, the victims and those exonerated by DNA. The only thing worse than giving freedom to the guilty is killing the innocent and leaving your soul filthy. Immortal technique, remember me when I'm gone. I encrypted my lyrics to stay alive in a song, so you'll always keep a piece of my spirit inside when you struggle to complete what I started before I died. But some of you won't survive the changes the earth makes, swallowed by tsunamis, hurricanes, and earthquakes. And that's just the first stage if you cannot reverse ways and realize that we are one regardless of our birthplace.
There's another warrior song. Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace.
Motherfucker, say your prayers.
For brothers who die from black on black violence.
Rest in peace.
You ain't paying respect when you supposed to.
Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace.
This ain't for y'all, this is a toast to them.
Metaphysics.
Rest in peace.
My last toast to the dead is for the listener. Human being or extraterrestrial visitor. Remember us for more than our primitive ways, when you study us long after the end of our days.
Yo, so if you want to check out some of my tunes, I only have two studio masters, but they're on soundcloud.com/FenrirHipHop. It's the easiest way to listen to them. Feel free to download them and play it really loud while doing a bunch of shit you're not supposed to. I'm hitting the studio again here soon, so be sure to follow me for some new music. So I still have some time to kill off, so I'm going to throw on one of the real original gangsters real quick, Ludwig van Beethoven. This is the world-famous Symphony No. 5, E Allegro con Brio.
Thank you.
All right, Droogies, hope you enjoyed that classical piece. I actually got a good friend of mine here, is Nika from the Crumb Bumps.
Hey, the most difficult person on the face of the planet to interview.
I think we'll be able to just kind of wing it. So, it's Nika. We've both been on some of our own adventures. You've probably been on quite a bit more. So, from one tour musician to another, what is your favorite tour story?
There are a ton of them, so I gotta figure one real quick that won't get anyone else in trouble. I gotta think of one that's primarily my own screw up, because those are the best when it's right. Just a bad situation.
You're not gonna get a phone call later when someone hears
it. Yeah. So there was one where probably could have gone to jail or at least gotten living shit kicked out of me. This was like early on in touring, so there was a band I used to tour with and played with called the Will Kills from Salt Lake, and we did mostly out of state, like California was kind of our big bread and butter for a while when we put out our record and everything. And this, again, being like 17 years old, first time like hanging out in Vegas, fake ID type situation. Didn't have one, but I just had that attitude of like, don't question me, I belong here, even though I look like I'm five.
Right, yeah.
My build hurts, oh god. Like a horrible situation. So, you know, we were venturing around, so we played at the Double Down. Have you ever been to the Double Down?
In Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where it was.
I had this drink called Ass Juice.
Ass Juice, where they take all the bottles
and stuff. And they actually serve it to you in a toilet shot glass.
Yes, that's
disgusting, but you get wrong.
Amazing place. That's fucking amazing. 24 hours. It's the only like 24 hour bar that is still standing and has for a long, long time.
It's like the Burt's of Vegas.
Yes. So we were down there with Dubbed, all sharing a van because ours broke down right before we were supposed to leave. So, I mean, like one of us was sitting on like a drum stool in the middle of the van on the way down and someone like on a pillow on the floor. That was awesome. Anyway, so we're in the bar, me and a couple dudes from my band, we walked over to the Hard Rock Cafe, Hard Rock Casino, and we're just kind of like walking around, they have all sorts of exhibits, it's hokey and touristy, but fuck you, you're on tour.
Exactly.
So, looking for a good time. Anyway, and we're walking around, and they have drum sets set up around, and you know, I play drums, and I made some comment, I was like, oh, dude, you can totally, they're all set up, like pedals are hooked up, cymbals are legit, like, you can totally play on one of them. And our bass player was like, I'll bet you $500 you won't do it. I'm like, $500 is like a lot of money when you
really
don't have money.
You want to go there?
So yeah, I'm all done. I shook on it, and then I was like, I would have done it for like seriously like $15. And I was like, anyway, so like we had this whole plan. We're like scoping out the situation. It was really, really awkward and weird. Because I mean, everyone probably knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So, whatever, but we still had to play, so we actually ran into a dude from the Guano Bats, if you know who they are, an old rockabilly band from Europe.
Cool.
Awesome band, but we ran into him. The guy was on his honeymoon, and it was like this weird confrontation between Eric from, or X from Dubbed, almost like got in a fight because he was helping the guy's new wife, like, turn your flash off if you're shooting through glass, and your flash is on, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And he took that as, he's hitting on my wife! And so like he followed us over to the bar, like Double Dan came to the show, which was really, really cool. Anyway, so like it ended up being like the talk of the town. Like all these drunk people were like going up to everyone, like even at the bar next door, like dive bar is really close. And you heard, oh, you can go like watch the kid play drums. It's gonna be so funny. Like, and it was like Totally, I'm gonna go. And so, like, we played, and everyone's like, all right, let's go. And it was a big old fucking group of people that, like, followed us over. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Make $500. Oh, my God. But when you're followed around by a bunch of drunk people that are like, oh, it's gonna be hilarious. One dude, like, was, like, touching the drum, because it was Korn's drum set, which is just awesome. Of all of them, it's Korn's drum set. The dude's, like, touching him. I'm like, oh.
I'm putting my ball sack on your drum set, bro.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, God. I love that movie. Anyway, so, like, he's, like, messing around with them. And this, like, you're in a casino. Like, they take everything very seriously. Fucking big old, like, dude, there's this big old giant security guard that comes over with a little tiny guy. Like, smaller than me. He's all, hey, what are you guys doing here? Or something, you know? And the big old dude's just standing there like he's gonna kick our ass. And the drunk guy's like, oh, the kid's gonna play drums. And I'm trying to hide drumsticks behind my back. And I felt pretty good about this lie. I was like, oh, we went to a show. They're two separate drumsticks. They're two different, like, from the band, you know? Because
luckily, I caught the drumsticks.
So oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah. Oh, do you want to smell it? You can smell the sweat.
Yeah,
so, like, fuck, we're over there and that whole thing's happening, and, like, he's like, they're just like, get the fuck out of here. And we're like, okay, cool. Luckily, we left town, we went and played it down, so we stopped back at Double Down, or ran in real quick. They grabbed a drink while I'm in the van, like, again, like, being a young kid, like, alright, I gotta make this money, I gotta do it the right way. So, we went over, and we had this game plan. So, we didn't have a big old, you know, like, group of drunk people by us. And so, the other two dudes went in first, Sean and Chris, with a video camera, and pretended, like, oh, we're just filming
this tourist exhibit.
Oh, look, look at this jacket. Right, oh, my God. Yeah. And I go in, and I'm like, no eye contact. I don't even know you guys. So, it's built in, like, almost a circle, so it's like a pit in the middle, and then they have the displays up on these stands.
This is all the same night.
This is, well, we left, did the other shows, different nights, came back through Vegas to you know, it's like a redemption. But again, like, I didn't know how to pack, so I ran out of clothes, so I wanted to go to the beach, so I had to cut off my goddamn jeans to, like, make shorts. And so I'm wearing those because that's all I have. I ran out of shirts because they just got, like, nasty, so I'm like, ooh, wearing our own band shirt.
Breaking, like, some the fucking cardinal rule.
Yeah, just the douchebag. Like, I might as well have been wearing an Ed Hardy shirt and some bedazzled jeans. So I just looking like the biggest douche. Anyway, so make the first loop. I'm like, not feeling it. Okay, all right. Second loop. And I just got up real quick and just... and then just ran off the other side and I just booked it. And the funny thing
instead
is,
instead of one roll,
on all of them, big old crash. And the funny thing is, they're opening, like, this new club, so it's a big old group of people all dressed up, and they're like, cool guy, gonna go meet some hot chicks, you know, garb. Yeah. On the video, you hear, like, and then you hear some drunk girl, is that supposed to happen? And then, so I'm running, like, I don't know what's going on, so I'm just booking it. But right when I make it to the door to actually leave, on the little walkie talkie, I heard, white shirt, cut off jeans. I'm like, oh,
look
my
for
God.
A douchebag.
Yeah, like, just look for someone who is just very ill prepared and naive, which it was me. And so I, oh my God, I'm just running. But apparently, like, dude, like, fucking security guards came running after me. They brought dogs out.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, dogs showed up. So, like, on the tape, and those guys were like, oh my God, there were, like, German shepherds coming after you. And I'm like, oh. So that was, like, my lovely, like, introduction to, like, here is what tour is. It's always going to be horrible and interesting in the best way. So that was probably, like, my favorite, because that was the one that, like, I came home and I was like, yeah, I'm going to see my mom, and she's going to be like, hey, so how was it? And I'm going to be like,
yeah,
I got paid $500 in once. He wanted to be a dick, so he got them all in once. But hey, he held up his end of the bet, so that was awesome.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
I don't know.
That was going to be my next question. Did you actually get the
$500? I did get the $500.
But you got it in ones.
Yeah.
That makes
I don't
so
care.
Better.
I'm like, whatever.
We're going to strip club now.
Exactly, right? Going to go back to Vegas and get more trouble.
Play the drum set at the strip club.
I know, right? Yeah. Nothing good comes out of that.
Maybe you get chased by, you know, some
again, going
chicks.
Back to, like, that cardinal rule, like, don't sleep, pull the pole or hold a hole. maybe we can afford a hotel with enough beds to actually accommodate all of us.
Maybe.
So maybe it'll be like, yeah, it was...
But then you have to have somebody sleep in the van, watching the fort, holding it down.
Yeah. Depends. You just have shitty gear and you're like, eh. Whatever.
That's one way to do it too.
Yeah. Not bad.
That's a great story. But Salt Lake doesn't like our music.
Yeah,
the Mormons don't want to hear it, and they don't want other people to hear it.
Exactly.
So we've always been an uphill battle with that.
Yeah, it's an interesting world up here, but I don't know. It's a cool place. That's why, I mean, we both have the option to leave.
We're climbing up there.
But it's one of those places that you always come back to, and you're like,
yeah,
it's just totally different.
It's a black hole.
And it's always, you know, like I said, kind of on the up and up. It's an uphill battle, but
yeah.
Always still being fought.
As long as we got downtown music, I think we can survive.
God, that place.
And if they want to keep a lot of crime off the street, they'll leave it alone.
I know, right?
Because at least you got it contained.
You still have Uncle Bart's on the other side, though. Is it Uncle Bart's?
Well, they actually revamped that bar.
What?
Yeah, it's like this big dance hall now.
I remember, like, you want to get into some shit?
Yeah.
Are you looking for something?
You hear some gunshots every now and then.
Some weirdo guy who's looking for some, like, not okay work.
Going to band practice. Like, oh, that blood puddle wasn't there before.
Exactly, yeah. Want to find someone with one tooth and do some things?
Yeah.
Find that.
How much for a Z job?
Exactly.
Much more than an H job.
Pretty much.
You could afford it.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, God.
Well, the single tooth's a delicacy. It's not a full-on hummer.
Yeah.
Or a gummer.
Exactly.
You got that one piece of pearl still in there.
That's why they call it a toothbrush for people like that. The one tooth.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, it's a cool place. We have a lot of different, you know, music around, and that was the one thing too growing up that was awesome, to be able to have that giant broad spectrum of people. And so, you know, I grew up not necessarily listening to like strictly punk rock, and you know, most people don't, but we had that diversity of being able to go to a show where a punk band would play, and then like seriously like some like Hank Williams type guy would get up and play,
yeah,
and then
exactly.
A psychobilly band would get up and play. And then you'd have like the most amazing street punk band get up and play, and then some touring band get up and play, and it was just like back to back, nonstop.
Something
music.
Different. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and
it's all the same. Well, not really. I mean, a lot of music that I play on this show is predominantly punk rock, metal, and hip hop.
Yeah.
Essentially, I would argue that a lot of the same message is being said, just different styles of music.
Yeah.
So I mean, having that diversity and everything like that's. That's where I guess we're being naturally exposed to in Salt Lake, but I'm trying to reciprocate with this show, honestly, because I'm not locking myself into a, you know, a little box of nothing but punk rock, like kind of what I used to when I was a kid.
Exactly.
I loved it, and it definitely gave me a lot of most of my character, and I still love it to this day. It's where my heart and soul lies.
Same.
But like, there is much more out there, and a lot of great stuff.
Totally.
And that's what I really hope to expose people with this show.
Yeah, and when you were telling me about like the concept of the show, like it'll be awesome to see what it shapes into, but
yeah, it's a really good format. You know?
Exactly, when you have like so many songs of each to listen to, so whether you like it or not, at least you gave it a try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it might be, and like I said, like Sand People, like I never would have known Sand People unless you would have told me about Sand People.
See, yeah.
And I fucking love Sand People.
It's dope.
I love hip hop, and they're just
that. I actually played Sand People on the first hip hop.
So you guys know what he's talking
about. Yeah, it's ill. All right, cool, Nike. Well, that's all the questions I really have for you. So thanks for, you know, joining me here and being on the show.
Thanks for putting up with me.
For sure, bro. And yeah, fucking had a great time. Shared some good stories, and you know, maybe we'll have you back on here after I talk to a whole bunch of other people.
I know. Yeah, put me on the back of the list.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Cool, man. Take care.
Go.
Alright, boils and ghouls, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to my show.
Stick around for more unearthing of music from the underground. I'll show you lovelies how deep the rabbit hole really goes. This is going to be a monthly show, so feel free to stream or download it to your heart's desire. I'll catch you on the second installment of this hostile takeover of the airwaves. Until next time, look out for one another in this wild world. This is your host, Fenrir, and I'm Ghost.